Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks in That with Steve Newell.
Great theatrics in the studio right now.
Just bringing that in for landing.
It's like that intro is never, like, I'm never going to get over it. I think it's so good.
So optimistic a few weeks. give it time.
Okay. You're over it already? No.
Oh, no. But because it's my intro. But anyway, I can forgive anyone else who's like, oh, that shit again. Which is a nice segue into my movie-going experience last Wednesday night. After I was here, I headed off to the premiere of Superman, the new DC film. Rebooting maybe the most famous man that wears his undies on the outside of his pants.
And why is he famous for that?
Okay, like famous for being a heroic figure and an alien. And,
but he wears his undies.
And then somewhere down the list is maybe the undies on the outside of the pants. I had a large degree of curiosity, but maybe not a huge amount of enthusiasm for going to this film.
Right.
Definitely has been a sort of feels like a never-ending sort of onslaught of CG powered super movies over the last decade, and I was curious with a different studio, a new director, and a new take on a familiar character, whether, you know, that sort of superhero fatigue that I seem to be experiencing would continue.
Right.
And sadly, to conclude, kind of maybe it's just not the genre for me.
No.
I think I might be done, but that's relevant for any of you out there going, after maybe sitting bored through a few Marvel movies, you might be weighing up whether this will be any different. And I think it is, it's a higher standard of filmmaking. It's made with more love and care.
Okay.
But very much not surprised by that, considering it is kind of the launch pad for what's going to be,
right,
you know, another very large collection of film and TV coming our way.
Right.
Good characters, good cast. David Corenswet, the new Superman's a really good find, a relative unknown, which I think makes the part work better.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Holt was a fantastic villain. I think it's hard to differentiate things in this genre from one another after we've seen so much of it. And maybe the ideas of kind of like what looks cool on screen need a bit of a revamp. There was one scene, one very action-packed sequence. There's this lot going on, and I kind of just found myself a bit bored and went, oh no, I'm supposed to think this is cool.
God damn.
But I don't think this is cool. And then a second later, one of the characters on screen went, wow, that's cool.
Right.
And you're like, no,
you'll hit it.
Yeah, so I think if you're on the fence, this is not a recommendation. But if you are... But if you are in the fan zone, there's a lot to enjoy about this.
I'm confused. Like, I'm not really familiar with like Marvel, DC. I feel like I'm probably going to say something wrong. But like, in terms of like doing a Superman thing, is that like repeating the same storyline but a different cast and rollout? Is it just like a remake, or is it a new story?
Great question. Because I think one of the things that plagues this whole genre is... seeing an origin story over and over and over again, whether it's the same character or whether it's really like, there's not a lot of room to do something interesting with that idea. Like, it's going to kind of hit a lot of the same beats. We've just seen it so many times, and it happens outside of these superhero movies as well, right? Like, so many from kids' films to young adult to teens to adults, like the sort of origin story beats are very, very familiar. It's all kind of, there's a lot of Joseph Campbell hero's journey claptrap in there. One of the good things about this was that it opened in media res. It opened like mid-story, and it through a few chunks of text on screen caught us up with what was going on. And it's set in a world where there have been metahumans, aka like superpowered beings, around for 300 years. So it kind of immediately differentiates itself from its normal world with recent or current events that are strange. Just kind of set that up nicely. So Superman was, I think is 3 years into being a public figure in this film. So we kind of get to avoid a lot of the really familiar stuff. He's in a relationship with Lois Lane, his co-worker at the Daily Planet, so we don't have to see kind of that growing chemistry. Like, it's just established that that's what's happening. So I think these things do help a lot. But really, look, it's on me. I've just got a lot of fatigue with the style of film, I think. And if you're in the same boat as me, I expect you'll experience very similar results. Another kind of clash of films that is in cinemas from tomorrow is a film called Friendship, which pairs Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these guys, a big fan of both of them. They've both got a very sort of, I think, quite a specific style of comedy each. Tim Robinson's I Think You Should Leave is a guy in situations just becoming increasingly unreasonable and absurd. Paul Rudd is... seems to understand all these sort of silly foibles of masculinity.
Foibles.
And can
great word.
What does that mean?
Let's say that's like characteristics or aspects of.
I'm gonna use that.
Taking it.
But Rudd, aka People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, uses the stuff to kind of undercut, like he uses his good looks to undercut his comedy or vice versa. Mm. Like there's kind of this interesting discrepancy. But he kind of really knows how to how men can be ridiculous. Tim Robinson knows how men can be kind of awful. And seeing these two things come together is makes for a pretty interesting film. Robinson's character is... not in a good way. He's striking out at work, he's striking out at home, and Paul Rudd's the cool new neighbor. You know he's cool because he's got cool hair and a moustache and he's in a band.
Classic.
Covers band.
way less cool.
Cooler than no band. Or is it?
Ooh. is it a good covers band?
No, you know what? We don't really get to see that much of it. I think the concept of band is what Tim Robinson's character adds to the list of reasons why Paul Rudd's character is really cool. but it soon becomes a kind of obsessed. This becomes a bit of an obsessive relationship, and this story we've seen before, but this goes pretty dark, and it goes dark quite quickly. I was sort of surprised that there wasn't much time of them being really good friends in this film. Is like quite quickly it turns a bit sour, a bit weird. And that is a big extension of those sketches from I Think You Should Leave, which you kind of watch and cringe and are beautiful comedy nuggets.
Mm.
But this shows us what would happen if some of those situations happened in the real world, and they're deeply uncomfortable and weird.
Is it kind of like a take on comedy, but more realistic? Because I feel like rom-coms are really unrealistic.
There's an absurdity to this. It's definitely not fully grounded, but the way that the other people react to Robinson is the way that I think we'd react to someone unwell in our midst, you know, behaving that way. There's a lot of pregnant pauses and heavy silences in this film, and that's because people are trying to figure out what to do. And I think from an audience perspective, it's a little bit like that as well. Very, very black comedy, really enjoyable. This will be a hell of a lot of fun to see in the cinema and squirm and squirm and squirm with other people.
Is it giving kind of Muriel's Wedding vibes?
I think it's more... a bit more psychologically troubled than that. It very much is an extension of Robinson's TV work. Mm. And I think on paper, Paul Rudd has been in movies like this before. Like I Love You Man, where he stars opposite Jason Segel, is kind of like a bromance that goes a little bit awry. The premise isn't new, but how keen they are to kind of get quite grim with it quite quickly. Made for a really good watch.
Right.
Yeah, so that opens tomorrow. And I think, I'm just going to double check this, but I believe that there's a screening tonight at Hollywood Avondale.
Ooh.
Let me just consult my notes here. Consulting the notes. Yeah, look, we have advanced screening Wednesday the 16th of July at 7:30 p.m.
Amazing.
So that's a strong recommend. I think the Hollywood Avondale crowd is a great crowd to watch this film with.
Totally.
Yeah. So, see Friendship if you can handle it. see Superman if you're not bored of superhero movies.
Great.
That's all I got.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. That was way too insane. It was scary.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.